You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hit deny. All right, somebody's calling. Somebody wanted a mortgage, but Steve was great. He hit do not disturb, and we're back on Facebook Live. You can see us on Facebook Live. Wanda, I got to stand up because they can't see me. What's the problem, Wanda? You got a problem with me?
I'm just go. Do the
I'm
show.
I'm going. I'm doing the show. But so much
back information.
All right. Well, you know, look, I'm sorry about that.
Got stuff to do.
All right. Well, let's rock and roll. Our first guest is Steve Riggle. Steve is the incoming president of the CCIMs here in South Florida. Steve, welcome to the show. You got to lean. Oh.
Wanda, what'd you do here?
Thank you very much, Jim.
Oh, Steve, very animated. I really appreciate that. Now, Steve, tell me a little bit about what you've got planned for the CCIMs in 2017. I guess it all kicks off with the big event.
We have the big Outlook Conference coming January 18th in the morning at the Coral Gables Country Club. We'll have 300 real estate professionals there, and we'll have a number of presenters, industrial, office, retail, investments, just quite a variety of people, notable people that everyone will enjoy hearing from.
It's absolutely awesome. I go there. Not only is it a great networking opportunity, you see people you haven't seen for years. It also is a great source of information. It kind of sets the benchmark for where Miami is every January. It's a great place. It's great folks. Steve, who are some of the speakers coming this year?
We're going to have, for multifamily, we'll have Arnaud Carcenti. They're doing a number of developments.
Arno from 13th floor. He's got that condo rising on the parking lot behind 1000 Brickell. He's the man.
We have Donna Abood doing office.
Oh, yeah. It's Donna knows. Fabulous. She's terrific.
For retail, we have Beth Azor.
Oh, Beth. Hold on. High five, Beth. You know, Beth saw me on Facebook. Vivian posted a picture of me falling asleep. Beth said, Jim sleeps?
That's great. And I don't doubt that.
It's true. You can check the feed.
Capital Markets, Manny De Zaraga. Jose Hunkadea is going to do
Hunk is a listener. And Manny's an old friend. I work with Manny at Sonnenblick.
Our keynote speaker is George Ratu, who's been with us before, and he does a fabulous job setting the stage for the economic environment within which we'll all be working. So
it sounds really, really cool. I can't wait to go. I love being there. We'll be doing a live remote from there. We'll be interviewing all kinds of movers and shakers. People can look up on our website to see who was on last year so they can get a feel for what's going to happen this year. So what else is coming up in 2017, Steve?
Well, as you know, our platform is networking, education, and technology. For networking, we have our monthly lunches at the Morton's in Coral Gables.
I got to tell you, I pick up a deal there every year. What's up, Wanda? Wanda's live Facebooking us behind the glass. Hey, Wanda.
But we've had some good speakers there. We had the economic development director, Javier Betancourt, recently. We had John Guitar of All Aboard Florida and John Dom talking about infrastructure.
We all know John Guitar is a player.
We had a guy, Jeff Feiler, talking about the impact of medical marijuana before it passed. Now it's passed in Florida, so we'll see how all that rolls out.
I actually got a call from somebody that I met at the event about the medical marijuana because they know my niece is doing that stuff.
What do you mean?
Not
exactly?
Marijuana. She's at my niece, one of the people that was at the event. My niece is the person that protected the growers. So she knows what's going on. So this one of the people that sat there called me and said, Jim, can you help me get one of the marijuana grower licenses? I said, well, that's actually a brick wall right now. You can't do it, but I'll check. So I emailed to my niece and she confirmed. I said, is this a brick wall? There's one word answer. Yes.
Yeah, I think there was 8 or 9 and they're all taken.
It's like 6 or 7 and they'll be what they call vertically integrated. But we're not talking medical marijuana today.
So moving on, we had Brian Gitlin from University of Miami, who was great. We also have Louis Archambault often speaks on legal issues.
Oh, he's terrific.
Louis
he's with
a great
like
guy.
Arnstein Allaire, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. He's doing great there.
I love him.
Coming up for 2017 was your question, though. We have a few things slated. We have Wayne Pathman and Michael Goldstein, I believe, are going to speak about the impact of rising tides on real estate.
Oh, Michael Goldstein is terrific. Wayne is terrific, too.
Yeah, I had a big smile on my face when I heard Sandra's recording.
You like that,
the
huh?
lead-in.
You know that
fabulous.
Sandra's interview is still the most played segment on our show 2 years after she did it.
She's fabulous.
Well, women in real estate. Who's going to say no to that?
We're looking at BB&T Bank might do something with us on money laundering and identity theft and fraud, that kind of thing. And we're also planning to do something in conjunction with Miami International Airport. So that's the things we have slated.
Well, what really people don't really realize is Miami International Airport in the Doral area probably employ more people at this point than downtown Miami. Well, I guess that'll change again with all this Brickell thing going on there. You know, I just drove through there today. My goodness. That's all I have to say about that. I think it says it all. So what else you got coming up in 2017? Do you have any speakers that are lined up yet for the networking event, Steve?
Well, we have I did want to say that I wanted to give some accolades to Britt Rosen, actually, who's been our president this year and last year. And he's he did make a special effort to engage the millennial group, the younger guys, kind of
and ladies.
Setting the stage, and ladies, guys, you know, generically.
Well, Sandra's in there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But just to make sure that, you know, the ground is laid, the groundwork is laid going forward so that we have an energetic young group of professionals who are taking the reins and helping us to stay strong.
Well, as an old fogey, I can attest to the fact that you do need some young blood and some young leaders. And maybe what we should do after the show is go out and grab lunch sometime and maybe identify some people that should be CCIMs that aren't. And maybe we can work together to bring them on the team.
That's a great idea.
I just came up with that on the spot. Hold it. Patting myself on the back for those not watching on Facebook Live.
That's a great job, Jim.
thank you.
We offer also education. In addition to networking, we offer education, two courses every year.
Yeah, stop and talk about that, because a lot of people don't realize that the important thing that the CCIMs do is teach you the language and thought process of real estate, which that's important. Yeah, Wanda gave me the eyes there. This is the truth, Wanda. You really need to know how to speak the language.
Yeah, it is very important. So what one of our three-legged our legs of the three stool would be, education, of course. So three core courses are required, plus a final exam, which is not
it's not easy. For the faint of heart. I've seen them sitting in there in the big room freaking out. Oh, man. And they study like all day, all night before that. They go like to a place and have a whole cram course, right?
Yeah, it's not an easy challenge, that's for sure. But it works out, and people get through it and get their designation, and they're all the better for it. And then they can wear the designation pin like the rest of us.
Yeah, so like what you got on your lapel there. And so to me, you know, getting involved, I you know, this week my theme, I'd like to have a theme in my life. So this week my theme was first step, taking the first step. So I think that it's very important for somebody who wants to have a career in real estate that doesn't have, let's say, the school master's degree or training or whatever, and they think that they're at a disadvantage. This is where you get that training. This is where you get that camaraderie. This is where you find your mentor, because real estate's a mentorship business, and you need to know the language and the place that you can go. Elementary, walk in, hi, I want some information, are those Wednesday meetings. The Friday meetings. When's the next one?
The next one will be actually in January. It'll be the Outlook Conference. We'll have one, I believe, the second week of January, okay, prior to the Outlook Conference, okay, and the second Friday in January. And it'll be at the Mortons, as I said.
I get business every time I go there. I see an old friend every time I go there. You know, and if you think that the business world is taking a little bite out of your tushy and you just want to be with some good people, you go to this event. It's not really, everybody's there, they're competitive, but at this, they're a team. They have the commonality of being together and all that other stuff.
It's a great group. We really enjoy getting together. You know, I wanted to mention the Outlook Conference sponsors that we have.
I think that's a good idea. Total Bank, right?
Total Bank has been our grand sponsor for quite a while.
Love
quite
those
a number
people.
Of years.
Love them.
I think it's our 11th year at the Outlook Conference.
Well, they're open for business. I show them deals every day.
10X is also a sponsor, which has been very good to us. And FIU is a sponsor. And
we had Dean Harden on. He was on.
They're a strategic partner of ours, and they actually have a accelerated way to work through the CCIM curriculum in conjunction with their Master's of Science in International Real Estate. So that works very well for those students.
I think that's terrific. You know, Steve, we only have like a minute or so left, and usually this is where I say to the person, how does this impact your being a CCA impact your life? But we know that it's making you president, and it's really helped you be a networker. I'd rather, if you don't mind, like to take a point of personal privilege and thank you personally. I want to thank you personally for helping me join up with the CCIMs, being sponsors with them, helping them brand themselves, giving back to the community, being a part of such wonderful people that have been a friend of my whole life, everybody except Danny Zalonker. And so I just wanted to say thank you to you, Steve. And they won't see it unless they're watching on Facebook Live, but you can feel what's going on. I'm shaking Steve's hand because Steve is one of the good people in town that I absolutely love from a business standpoint and a personal standpoint. Steve and I also share some very personal things in common, and he's been a real, real help to me in some of my most difficult times now. Wanda, can we have one more minute for Steve so he can tell people how to get in touch with him if they want to try to do business? All right. Steve, how do people find you if they want to do business with you?
Well, I'm with the Binswanger Gateway Partnership. PCRC and I specialize in tenant buyer, landlord seller representations, land sales, and distribution of real estate assets for institutions and corporations. My phone number, 305-546-6933. Pete is a heavy hitter. I think he's got $2 billion in transactions.
Hold it. Let me talk about Pete.
Tell us about Pete Garcia.
I've known Pete Garcia for almost 30 years. I have never heard him raise his voice once, but he is still one of the most powerful real estate professionals I have ever met. If you need a deal out in his marketplace and you don't call him, it's to your own detriment. So, Steve, again, how do people find you and your team?
We are Binswanger Gateway Partnership, 305-546-6933.
Steve Riggle, one of the finest real estate folks here in town, working with another fine real estate person, my old friend Pedro Garcia. I want to thank Steve and the CCIMs for being a driving force behind the growth of our show and bringing us amazing guests for the last 2 years. Looking forward to being at the Outlook Conference and interviewing a boatload of thought leaders in real estate. Steve, thank you and the CCIMs for all you've done for us in 2015 and 2016. Wanda, take it away.